Praise the Lord. So I will tell you that my name is Brother Mark. And as Brother Bert did, I'll write my name. That is me. Second book in the New Testament. Amen.
Matthew, Mark,
Luke, John. My mother wanted to name me Luke. But my father didn't like it. So, I understand you're studying the tabernacle. Is that right?
Yeah.
Amen. So, we just do a little rough drawing here. That's not the perfect scale. And of course, this is the outer court. This is the holy place. This is the most holy place. Now, we're not going to talk about all the furniture today, but there are several key pieces. As we come into the outer court, we first of all find here the brazen altar. And the brazen laver. Nothing there is to perfect scale. You have pictures in your book that are more to scale. And if you go to chapter 5, you see a picture of this brazen altar. You already told them. All of this represents God's house. All of this is God's people. Outside of this is the world. It's the wilderness. Wilderness. Amen.
Amen.
How many of you speak English?
Two?
How many of you are going to learn English? Amen. More of you.
He may be a missionary to the U.S.
Amen.
If somebody would have told me I would be a missionary to Ethiopia when I was your age, I would have said they were crazy.
Somebody told me when I was almost 40 years old, they prophesied that I would go to many lands in the world. And I said, no, that will never be. No. I will stay at home. Okay, so if you want to be in God's house, you have to come in here. Now, it is God's purpose that we come in from the world Okay.
ከዚህ ዓለም ወጥተን ወደ እግዚአብሔር ወደ ምገኝበት እንድንገባ ነው ወደ ቤቱ.
But we go through the steps.
በዚህ ደረጃዎች አሉ ያንዳንዱ የልገታችን ይወስ.
And it is God's ultimate purpose that we come all the way.
እግዚአብሔር የመጨረሻ ወይም ዋናው ግብ
all the way.
እስከ ቅድስተ ቅዱሳን ድረስ እንድንደርስ ነው. ቅዱስ ቦታ ላይ ብቻ እንድንቆም አይደለም ወይም በሩ ላይ እስከ ቅድስተ ቅዱሳን.
This is where the mercy seat and the ark of the covenant.
እዚህ ቃል ኪዳኑ ታቦትና የምህረት መገኛ የምንለው ነው ቃል ኪዳኑ ታቦት እነዚህ ነክሩቤል መከደበሰን መልክ ያሳየናችሁ ስታጆች ያሉት.
There was a veil here.
እዚህ ጋር እንደመጋረጃ አለ.
Only once a year could the high priest go from here into here.
በአመት አንድ ጊዜ ካህኑ ከዚህ ከቅድስቱ ቦታ ወደ ቅድስተ ቅዱሳኑ በመጋረጃው በኩል ደሚዞ ይገባል.
But when Jesus died,
ክርስቶስ ሲሞት
in the Jewish temple, this was torn from the top to the bottom.
ክርስቶስ በሞተ ጊዜ ይሄ መጋረጃ አይሁዶች የሰሩት ተቀደደ.
Before that time, only the high priest.
ከዛ በፊት ግን በክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ሞት ከተቀደደበት ጊዜ በፊት ግን አንድ ካህን ብቻ ነበር በአመት የሚገባው.
But God is saying, now the way is open and we can come in.
አሁን ክርስቶስ ያለው ምንድነው መንገዱ እኔ ብሏል መንገዱ ተከፍቷል መግባት እንችላለን.
We don't live here yet.
እዚህ ጋር መዘግየት የለብንም አንድ ቦታ ላይ.
There is a church in this place and there is a church in this place.
እዚህ ቦታ እድገታቸው ደረሰ ቤተክርስቲያን አሉ ገና ደግሞ እዚህ ቦታ ያሉ ቤተክርስቲያናት ሊኖር ይችላሉ በድጋሚ.
But God is going to have a people also in this place.
እዚህ ቦታ ላይ ግን
the most holy place.
ቅድስተ ቅዱሳን እድገት ደረጃ የሚደርሱ.
So it is God's purpose that we come in and we come all the way through.
ከውጭ ከዓለም ከተለያየ ነገር እንድንመጣ ወደ ውስጥ እንድንገባ ይፈልጋል በእድገት ደረጃዎቻችን ደግሞ እስከ ፍጹም ሙላት ምንለው እስከ ቅድስተ ቅዱሳን እንድናድግ.
But you can't jump from here all the way to here.
በዚህ በኩል ሳንገባ ዘለን እዚህ ቦታ ላይ መድረስ
አንችልም.
አይቻልም ለሱ.
You have to go through the steps.
ደረጃ በደረጃ እድገታችን መሄድ አለበት.
Now, you've been reading in your book, haven't you?
መጽሐፋችሁን አንብባችሁ ከሆነ
how many of you have been reading in your book in the pattern?
እንዴት ማንበብ ጀምራችኋል? ፓተርን ምንለው ማደሪያው ድንኳን አንብቡት.
Are you sure you've been reading?
እርግጠኛ ናችሁ አንብባችኋል?
You get your hand up like this. Okay. Amen. So, now you can help me. We're only going to talk about the first step today. What is this called again? Say it in your tongue. I want to hear somebody say it. Did he say it right?
Yes.
Okay, now tell me the next thing. What happens here?
She's saying born again process.
Okay. But let's go back to the days of Moses.
ወደ ሙሴ ዘመን እንመለስና በሙሴ ጊዜ
You're ahead of me one step.
አንድ ስቴፕ አልፈሽው ነው ተናገርሽ ልከነሽ ግን ያቺኛው አንድ ተናገርሽ ቀጣዩ.
In the days of Moses,
በሙሴ ዘመን ጊዜ
What happened here?
የናሱ መሰውያ በሙሴ ዘመን እንዴ?
This man has the answer.
ኤላ ያጥሪት የሚሆኑ በግና ፍየል የሚተውቁበት.
Why don't you speak?
You can say it in English too.
For the satisfaction of the sins of the people, that the clean goats and sheep will be slaughtered.
Okay. So the clean animals were killed. Slaughtered, that's a good word. In this place, and this is where they were put on this altar and their flesh was burned.
ንጹህ የሆኑ እንስሳዎች እንደ በግ እንደ ፍየል ጠቦቶች ይወሰዱና ለህዝቡ ኃጢያት መስዋዕት ዝጋ ካህኑ ያደርግ ነበር. መስዋዕት ከተደረገ በኋላ ደማቸው ብቻ መፍሰስ አይደለም ደም ያለው በነፍስ ውስጥ ነው የሚለው ብሉይ ኪዳን ላይ ለማሳጠሪያን
ስጋቸው ይቃጠል ነበር ለዚህ ነው የናሱ መሰዊያ
So these animals were killed am I right
እንስሳዎቹ ምን ይደረጉ ነበር እዛ ላይ ይገደሉ ይታረዱ ነበር
So how were they killed
እንዴት ነበር የሚታረዱት የሚገደሉ
Is that the way they killed them
ልክ ነው አይደለ እንስሳት እንዴት እንደ
Did they choke them to death
strangle them ታውቃላችሁ አንገታቸው ተይዞ
Come now, help me out. How did they kill these animals?
እንዴት ነበር የሚገሏቸው? መልሷ
Cut.
መሰዊያው ላይ አጋድሙ
With a knife.
ያደረጓቸው በቢላዋ ያመለከተ
Blood. Blood.
መሰዊያው ላይ ያጋድሟቸውና አንገታቸውን በቢላዋ ያርዷቸዋል ከዛ ደማቸው ይፈሳል
So what happens here is the blood is shed.
እና ዝጋ ምን ይሆን ነበር ማለት ነው ደም ይፈስ ነበር
These animals were clean.
እነኛ እንስሳዎች ንጹህ ነው መሆን ያለባቸው.
They became a sacrifice for the people of God.
ለእግዚአብሔር ሕዝቦች ነው መስዋዕት የሚሆኑት.
Amen. And the sacrifice was for their sins.
ለኃጢአታቸው ስርየት ነው ደግሞ የሚሰውት.
And this is why this little sister she said it's the born again salvation. So when we are born again we receive what? The blood of Jesus Christ.
ለጥ ነገር ያናስመረንበታል አንዱ የክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ደም ነው
ሁሉ ዘይቱ
ይዛው ለተኛም
አይጠቅሰው And Jesus is the lamb of God.
ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ እውነተኛው የእግዚአብሔር በግ ነው ስለዚህ የተሰዋው
ይዋን
29 ላይ ነው ያለምናጥያት የሚያሰግድ እግዚአብሔር
What did John the Baptist say when he saw Jesus come?
Jesus Christos ወደ እርሱ ሲመጣ አይቶ ዮሐንስ ምንድን ነው ያለው?
Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
I already mentioned.
Oh, you're way ahead of me, brother.
John 1:29.
Oh my goodness.
You need to wait for it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
No, ያለ ምናጥያተኛ ሰው ግን የእግዚአብሔር በግ ብሎ አመለከተ።
Amen. Now I want to We've got a lot of time, but I want to talk about where did this concept of the blood come from? I want to go back to the beginning. We find a verse in Leviticus. And you can write it down in your little notebook. And in Leviticus chapter 17, it says in verse 10, it says, And whatsoever man there be in the house of Israel or of the strangers that sojourn among you that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood and will cut him off from among his people. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar, this altar, to make an atonement for your souls, For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Leviticus 17 verses 10 and 11.
እንደሚያምለው ከእስራኤልም ልጆች ይቀርታ ዘሌዋውያን 17 10 እስከ 11 ከእስራኤልም ልጆች ወይም በመካከላቸው ከሚኖሩ እንግዶች ማናቸውም ሰው ደም ይበላ ደም በሚበላው በዚያ ሰው ላይ ፊቴን አከብድበታል ያንንም ሰው ከህዝቡ ለይቼ አጠፋዋለሁ የሥጋ ህይወት በደም ውስጥ ነውና ደሙም ከህይወቱ የተነሳ ያስተሰርያልና በመሰዊያው ላይ ለነፍሳቸው ማስተሰርያ ይሆን ዘንድ እኔ ለእናንተ ሰጠሁት
So the blood is necessary because of our sin.
ከኃጢአታችን የተነሳ ደም አስፈላጊ ነው ለኃጢአት ስርየት
We are all born into sin.
ሁላችንም የተወለድነው በኃጢአት ነው ከኃጢአት ዓለም
You are born with a fallen nature of Adam and Eve.
አዳምና በሔዋን ምክንያት ሁላችንም ከውድቀት ዘር የውርስ ኃጢአት አለብን
So let's go back to the book of Genesis. And we will look at what happened in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. Okay? And you read in the third chapter, I'm not going to go through the whole reading of it, but in the third chapter, the devil tempted Eve. He told them not to take of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But she took the fruit. She gave to Adam. They ate the fruit. And now they could see evil because they knew evil because they had disobeyed God. And they became ashamed of themselves. They were now exposed. They saw their own nakedness before God.
Disobedience.
They disobeyed. And God came into the garden in the cool of the day. And he said, Adam, where are you? And Adam said, well, I hid myself. I really didn't want to see you today. So God told them that they had fallen in sin. And he made a curse upon the ground because of their sin. He also told Eve that because of this, that in pain she would bear children. Okay? And all of her children likewise. And for the man, he said, by the sweat of your face, you will have to work. Okay, now, it says here, let me find the verse, I think it starts in verse 7. It says, and the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. So this is the first making of clothes. And they made them out of fig leaves. Now, that was man's answer for his sin. Man's answer, no blood. Just cover it up. God's answer was in verse 21. And unto Adam and also to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. Skins of what? Skins of an animal. Now I have to believe that God used clean animals. Goat, sheep, cow. And in order to get the skin from an animal, what do you have to do? The animal has to die. Okay, so God's answer was God made a sacrifice for their sin. He took the skin and he covered them. All right, so here's the first blood sacrifice. Very first blood sacrifice. Adam and Eve.
እንግዲህ የመጀመሪያው አዳምና ሔዋን የተደረገላቸው መስዋዕት ነው.
Now the next blood sacrifice is their children.
ቀጣይ ደግሞ ለልጆቻቸው የሆነው ነው.
Cain and Abel. Now they knew, Cain and Abel knew what God expected. They knew from their parents that God expected a blood sacrifice. One of the sons gave what God expected. The other son went to man's idea and said, "We'll have a sacrifice, but we won't have any blood." So let's read that in chapter 4. It says, in the process of time, okay, Cain, that's verse
3.
Well, it says that Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground.
Okay.
It says that Cain brought the fruit of the ground, an offering unto the Lord. So Cain brought bananas and potatoes and... He thought, well, I like these things, surely God will like it too. No blood. No blood. No cost. Amen. Now, and it says in verse 4, and Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of the flock and of the fat thereof. Now, when it says he brought the first of the flock, it means he brought the very best. He didn't say, "Oh, this sheep, she's got a broken leg, she's..." And she's got that big disease on her skin, you know. I'll bring this. No. He brought the very best. And he gave it to God as a sacrifice. Now, in verse 5 it says, "But Cain, unto Cain and his offering..." God did not respect. And how did Cain take that? He was very angry. All right, God warned him. He warned him what was going to happen. And he rose up and he killed his brother. All right, now, how did God take that? It says, "And the Lord," verse 9, "and the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel thy brother?" And now he's also lying. He was disobedient, he was a murderer, and now he lies to God.
Draw the traces of the devil, by the way.
Yes.
He has the nature of the devil now. So he said, "I don't know where my brother is. What am I supposed to keep track of him? Am I his keeper?" Now, you know, when God asks a question, it isn't because God doesn't know the answer. When God said to Adam, "Where are you?" God knew where Adam was. When God said to Cain, "Where is your brother?" God knew where he was. Sometimes God will ask you a question because he wants you to know where you are. He wants you to be honest with him and say, "Oh God, I'm so sorry, I disobeyed you. Please forgive me." And that's what Cain should have said to God. Amen? Okay. Now he said, verse 10, and he said, "What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground." So here we have another blood. It said in Leviticus that we read, "The life is in the blood."
God
said, "I don't want you eating blood, I don't want you drinking blood." Now the blood of an animal is different than the blood of a man. God never said, "The blood of the sheep, the blood of the cow is crying to me from the ground." But God said, "The blood of this man, Abel, is crying to me from the ground." Now when we get over to the book of Hebrews, we're going to find where it says the blood of Jesus speaks better things than that of Abel. You see, what we have here is the cross. And this is where the blood of Jesus was shed. But Jesus gave his blood for our sin. It wasn't taken from him. Amen. So there was no crying for revenge or vengeance or what's the word I'm looking for? Making things right. All right, we're just going to follow the history of this a little bit. Turn over just one more page in your Bible, I think to chapter 8. And we're going to find that another time of shedding of blood. Now, in the days of Noah, the world had gotten very wicked. Men were violent. Men were wicked. Every imagination of their heart was wicked. What's that sound like? Sounds like the world today, doesn't it? People spend all their time trying to think of ways to be wicked. People that are thieves. People that write up these viruses for their computers, try to think of ways to get money out of other people. They work harder in their wickedness than if they were righteous. So Jesus said, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days when he will come. Alright, so you know the story, the flood. Noah and his family were in the ark for 1 year. They came out of the ark. And in the 9th chapter, amen, God told them that all the animals and all the fish would be their food. Verse 3, every moving thing that lives shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things. Now in the 4th verse he's saying the same thing that he said in Leviticus. But the flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. What do you suppose would happen if you lost your blood?
So already they say dead.
You'd be dead. I lost almost a third of my blood. The doctor cut me open from here to here. And he did surgery on my heart. And he said to me before the surgery, he said, I will not have to give you somebody else's blood. But afterwards he told me that I lost at least a third of my blood. And I was very sick and I was very weak for a long time. But you see, God gives us the ability to restore our blood. Now, in verse 5 of chapter 9, Genesis, he says, and surely your blood of your lives will I require, at the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother, will I require the life of man.
ደማችሁን በእርግጥ ሽዋል ከአራዊት ሁሉ እጅ ሽዋል ከሰውም እጅ ከሰው ወንድም እጅ የሰውን ነፍስ ሽዋለው ያለ ይናገራል.
Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for the image of God, in the image of God made he man.
ወጥረ ስድስት ላይ የሰውን ደም የሚያፈስ ሁሉ ደሙ ይፈሳል.
Now God is making a very clear difference here between man and beast. He's saying to the men, you can kill a beast and you can eat him. But if a beast kills a man, you kill that beast. You hear what I'm saying? Now, what I'm telling you is different from what the people of the world are saying, the environmental people. They're saying that the world belongs to the animals. That man is just another animal. This is the problem with Charles Darwin and this evolution business. Darwin says we came from apes. Before apes, we were worms or something. I don't know. So when you go to school, you be careful what you hear from these professors. Yes, don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be intimidated by those wicked professors. God made it very clear that He put His image in man. And He said, if a man kills another man, then men must bring judgment to that man. Amen. All right, that was Noah. Now, I'm not going to trace all the sacrifices, but let's go to chapter 15 and we'll just look at one that we can see. And this is Abraham. God said to Abraham in verse 9, He said, take me a heifer 3 years old, and a she-goat 3 years old, and a ram 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. Now, what is the common thing of all these animals that God told Abraham to take? He didn't tell him to take a lion and a hyena and a dog. What would be the difference? Tell me out. What is a lion and a hyena and a dog?
He's saying they're carnivorous. They're eating another.
They're unclean.
Yes, unclean.
Unclean animals. Now, except for the birds, these other animals, they have a cloven hoof. And they chew the cud. They're called ruminants. You know, they eat the grass or the hay, and then it comes and they chew it and chew it again. Now, we're talking about blood, but we're also talking about clean animals. Now, is a horse clean? No, why not? Well, he has only a big solid hoof. Donkey, no split hoof. Amen?
Amen.
So the cloven hoof We must be clean. We must rightly discern the word of God. You have to choose to hear what is true and decide what is true between false and true.
እነተና ውሸት የሚልን ነገር እንደ ቃሉ መርመረን የቱና የቱ ነው የተለያየው ማለት ማወቅ ከኛ ነው የሚጠበቅ
And the things that we are teaching you today
ዛሬ እናስተምራችሁ ትምህርት
Some of the things you might find difficult
እንደንብቻችሁ ሊያስቸግራችሁ ይችላል
You eat it and you say oh nobody ever fed me that food before
እነና አይነት ትምህርት ማንንም መግቦን አያውቅም ሊከብድ ይችላል ትላላችሁ
What's this American food that they're giving us here?
ምንድነው እነኛ አሜሪካውያን
No it's not American food it's Bible food
የአሜሪካውያን ምግብ አይደለም ይሄ መጽሐፍ ቅዱስን ምግብ ነው ምን ተውላ
And so you go back to the Bible and you bring it up again
እንደገና አብላሉት ይሁን
And you chew on it and you chew on it
And
you say, oh, you know that brother was telling the truth. And this is what the cow does.
Seven times,
Brother Bird says. Seven times. My father was a cow farmer. I took care of cows till I was 18 years old. Anybody here 18 years old? Are you 18? Yeah. Younger?
Older.
How many of you are older than 18? Alright. Oh my goodness.
Okay.
You're more than 18?
18.
Okay.
Alright,
well that's good to know. Alright, so Abraham, it says he took all these, verse 10, and divided them in the midst and laid each one against the other, And the birds he divided not. So Abraham made a blood sacrifice before God. And when he made this blood sacrifice, the Spirit of God came to him and revealed to him what was going to happen to his children. And God said to them, for 400 years, they will be in bondage to another people in another land that is not theirs. Now, just today, I was reading in the seventh chapter of, I think the seventh chapter of Genesis. No, it wasn't the seventh. I think it was probably the ninth or tenth chapter. It said there that the children of Israel came out of Egypt after 400 years, and it says on the very self same day.
የባርነቱ አመት በኋላ ልክ እንደተናገረው እግዚአብሔር በተናገረው ጊዜና ገደብ ወጡ ይላል
I am always so completely amazed at the absolute perfect timing of God that he would make a thing happen after 400 years right on the day
Hallelujah የሚያስገርመኝና የሚያስደንቀኝ ነው የሚሉት ምን ያህል እግዚአብሔር አምላካችን ፍጹም የሆነው የተናገረውን ነገር የጊዜን እንኳን ገደብ በሰዓቱና በጊዜው ለክቶ እንዴት እንዳወጣቸው ሳስብ እገረማለሁ ይነም
All right now you can help me out again
እናንተ ደግሞ እርዱኝ እስቲ
What day did the children of Israel come out of Egypt What day on our calendar
በምን በእኛ ዘመን አቆጣጠር ካለንደር እንዳሉ በምን ቀን ነበር ይወጡት
Okay your calendar
እኛ ለየት ይላል ለከነው ካለንደሩ ግን በምን ቀን ነው ይወጡት ምን ብለን ነው እናስበው ከግብጽ ይወጡበት
እንዴ? Let me ask you another question.
ፋሲካ.
Ah, he's saying the Passover.
Ah, you gave the right answer. I'm glad you didn't say Easter. Easter and Passover are two completely different things.
Easter and Passover የምንላቸው አገላለጾች ሁለቱ በፍጹም የተለያዩ አተረጓጎሞች ናቸው።
They don't mean the same thing.
ምንም አንድ አይነት ሐሳብን አይገልጡም።
The church tried to make Easter mean something like Passover.
And then ግዜ ኢስተር የምንለውን ፋሲካ ነው ሁለቱንም በእንግሊዝኛ ሲጠሩ ግን ልዩነት አላቸው ቤተክርስቲያን በተለየ መልኩ አመጣጥሎ ያስተምሩ ይሞክራሉ ሰዎች።
But when Pope Gregory hired one of the abbots to make a new calendar,
ጳጳስ ግሪጎሪ የሚባለው ጳጳስ የግሪጎሪ ሊቀ ጳጳስ ማለት ነው የካቶሊክ እሱ ይሄ የአውሮፓውያን የዘመን አቆጣጠር እንዴት እንዳመጣ ከዛ ጋር ያያዘው አለ
They went to great pains to make sure that those 2 days would never happen on the same day
ዛሬ እኛ እንደምንለው ተመሳሳይ ከመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ጋር የምናገኘውን አይነት የዘመን ቀመር አይደለም አስቀምጦ ያለፈው እሱም እንኳን
Do you believe me?
ታምኛላችሁ ይሄን
Look it up on the internet. Look it up in the encyclopedia. The history is all there. And I left some of the papers over in your library with your man here. You can look it all up. I left all the research.
ወንድም ጎይቶም ጋራ ላይብረሪ ተጠቀሙበት መጽሐፎች አጥተዋል ግዴ አገላጡና እዩ ሰዱና ብዙ ነገርን ተማራላችሁ
Now the Passover is a celebration of the blood.
ፋሲካ የምንለውኛ መሻገር መውጣት ከስራት ነጻ መሆን እንለዋለን እሱ ደግሞ ትልቅ የድል በዓል ነው ሻን የምናስብበት ነው ከሞት ወደ ሕይወት
The celebration of Easter came from Babylon and it has nothing to do with the blood of Jesus Christ. I know the churches aren't saying that, but that's the truth. Okay, let's talk about the Passover. Let's go to Exodus.
Exodus?
Oh, I wrote Genesis, but I mean Exodus. Exodus chapter 7
تتعاد مرات 7
and we see that God is bringing plagues upon Egypt
የተለያዩ መቅሰፍቶችን በግብጽ ላይ እግዚአብሔር አንጥቶ ነበር
And the purpose of the plagues is to set God's people free.
አላማዎቹ እነኚህ መቅሰፍቶቹ በግብጽ ላይ የመጡት እግዚአብሔር ራሱ ህዝብ የሆኑትን እስራኤልን ለማስነቀል ነጻ ለማውጣት ነበር።
And in verse in chapter 7 in verse let me just see where it started. Yeah, verse 17.
ምዕራፍ 7 ዘጸአት ቁጥር 17
This is the word of Moses to Pharaoh. Thus saith the Lord, In this thou shalt know that I am the Lord. Behold, I will smite with the rod that is in my hand upon the waters which are in the river, and they shall be turned to blood.
እግዚአብሔር ይላል እኔ እግዚአብሔር እንደሆንሁ በዚህ ታውቃለህ እንዶ እኔ የወንዙን ውሃ በእጄ ባለችው በትር አሳለፍ ውሃውም ተለውጦ ደም ይሆናል
They shall be turned to blood
ወደ ደምነት ይለወጣል አለው
Why do you suppose God did that?
ለምን እግዚአብሔር ይሄን ያደረገው?
Do you suppose there was blood crying from the land of Egypt?
ታስባላችሁ በግብጽ ምድር
crying to God innocent blood
በግብጽ ምድር ላይ እግዚአብሔር በመድሪቱ እንኳን እንደ በደም ተመሰላው ለእግዚአብሔር ተጮህ እንደነበረ ይገልጽ ይሆን?
Let me ask you a question.
እንዴት መጣይቃችሁ?
You know the history of your own land?
ስለ ራሳችሁ ምድር ታሪክ ታውቃላችሁ?
Do you think there's blood crying from the land here?
በአገራችሁ ላይ እንደ ደም የተጣራ
blood of men, blood of men that have been killed because of wars or... You know, there's a lot of blood in America too. Every nation of the world. Innocent blood. And the blood, Jesus said the blood is crying from the land. Do you know that this is going to happen again? Do you want a couple verses from the book of Revelation? Let's see, Revelation 11 verse 6. And this is the two witness company. And it says that... It says, these have powers to shut the heaven that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will.
You read it only verse 4?
Just verse 6.
Ra'i, Miraf 11, Qutr 6-3. Innazdih, Tinbit bamin nagarubbat warat, Zinab indayzen, Samayin bizabu, Sultan allachaw, Wahawakilum wadadam lilawutu, Bamifadugubbatim gizihullu, Bamaksabtullu midran limatu, Sultan allachaw. Ayyatuk indin salahu.
Now let me, in chapter 16, God is saying why He turns the waters to blood. Chapter 16 of Revelation. It says in verse 4, and the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and the fountains of waters, and they became blood. Verse
4.
And in verse 6 it says, for they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. In other words, God is saying to the world, to the wickedness of the world, He's saying, you have killed my servants, you have killed my prophets, and now I'm going to give you blood. And you can drink that blood now. And they won't like it. Alright, so the blood was the very first of the 10 plagues. But if you go all the way through to the 10th plague, and now we're coming to the Passover in Exodus chapter 12. Oh, I just realized that clock doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
What time is, what? No, I mean, what time should we quit?
Quarter to 12. We have
another half hour?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, so we can finish up here then. In the 12th plague, and this is the story of the Passover now. We were talking about the Passover. Okay. And we come, let's cut right to the, I think the 13th verse. It says here, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt.
ደሙም ባላችሁበት ቤቶች ምልክት ይሆንላችኋል። ደሙንም ባየው ጊዜ ከእናንተ አልፋለሁ እኔም የግብጽን አገር በመጣሁ ጊዜ መቅሰፍቱ ለጥፋት አይመጣባችሁ።
So then in verse 21 he tells them that each family should kill a lamb.
እና ቁጥር 21 ላይ ደግሞ ያው እያንዳንዱ በየቤቶቻቸው ጠቦት መርጠው እንዲያርዱ ነው የነገራቸው።
Okay, they were to kill the lamb and they were to eat the lamb.
በየቤቶቻቸው ጠቦት እንዲመርጡ እንዲያርዱና ወስደውም ደግሞ ለፋሲካ እንዲያረጉ።
Then he says they shall take the blood in a basin and put it on the two side posts of the door and across the lintel across the top of the door.
ደሙን ደግሞ በመቃናቸው በላይ በጉበኑ ላይ እንዲቀቡ።
Verse 23, for the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood upon the lintel and upon the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you.
እግዚአብሔር ግብጻውያንን ይመታ ዘንድ ያልፋልና ደሙንም በጉበኑና በሁለቱ መቃኖች ላይ ባየ ጊዜ እግዚአብሔር በደጅ ያልፋል አጥፊውም ይመታቸው ዘንድ ወደ ቤታቸው እንዲገባ አይተውም።
All right, now this is a picture. This is a type. He said the blood will be a token to you.
ደም አንድ መልእክት አለ ለእናንተ ይናገራል።
In other words, the blood of a natural sheep
በተፈጥሮ የምናየው የበጎች ደም
is just a temporary sign of the real blood of Jesus.
የእውነተኛው የክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ የደሙ እንደ ጸላ የሆነ ምሳሌ ነበር ያ።
Because Jesus isn't coming for a long time yet.
ክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ከነዚህ ሂደቶች ከረጅም ጊዜ በኋላ ነው መጥቶ ደሙን ለኛ ያፈሰው።
So for every year now, once a year, you're supposed to celebrate and remember how God brought you out of sin, out of Egypt.
ከምድር ዓለም ከምትመሰልበት ዓለም ከግብጻዊነት ሕይወት ከኃጢአት በዓመት አንድ ጊዜ ፋሲካ ብላችሁ ስታከቡ እንዴት ከኃጢአታችሁ ጌታ እንዳወጣችሁ አስቡ ነው።
He said you shall keep this forever.
ይህንን እስከ ትውልድ ድረስ ጠብቁት ብሏል።
How many of you celebrate Passover?
ስንቶቻችሁ ታከብራላችሁ ፋሲካን በእንዲህ መልኩ?
How do you celebrate? Do you kill a lamb? No. Well, how do you keep Passover?
እንዴት ነው የምትጠብቁት? ለምን መልኩ? ምን እያደረጋችሁ?
You keep Passover by keeping the blood of Jesus Christ in your heart.
በልባችሁ ውስጥ የክርስቶስ ኢየሱስን ደም እንዳለ ይዛችሁ በክርስቶስ ደም ኃጢአታችሁ ነጻ እንደሆነ በማሰብ የተደረገላችሁ ነገር እያሰባችሁ ነው።
You keep it every day of the year.
በየዓመቱ በየዕለቱ።
Amen.
በየቀኑ።
How do you keep the blood over your door and by the side of your door in your house?
ወራችሁ በእናንተ ጥዩ በጉበናቸው ላይ ምልክት አድርጉ እንዳላችሁ ደሙን ያ ለእናንተ ምንድነው ተምሳሌ?
Remember he said to them, when you put the blood over the door tonight, nobody can leave the house.
ደሙንም ምልክት ባየ ጊዜ የሞት መልአክ ወደ እናንተ ይገባል ተብሏል።
If you leave the house, the destroyer will kill you.
ደግሞ ማይገባም ብቻ አይደለም እናንተ ግን ከቤቱ ከወጣችሁ የሞት መልአክ አጥቂው ያገኛችኋል።
See, I'm stretching you a little bit here. I want to make you think spiritual things. Because you keep under the obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. You obey the Holy Spirit. You obey the Word of God. If you don't obey, you go out of the house, and the destroyer can have you. But God said, if you are under the blood, do you hear me? If you stay under the blood, I will overshadow you. I will be a big umbrella over you. I will be the chicken with the big wings over the little chickens. and the destroyer will not be able to touch you. Now, brethren, we are coming to some very, very difficult times on this world. I fully believe that your generation will see great tribulation, such as this world has never seen before. Where are you going to hide? Where will you be safe? Where did the children of Israel hide in the days of Egypt? They hid under the blood. Now, you don't have to paint your door red. That's not what we're talking about. There is a secret place of the Most High. And you can come into Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not talking about out here. I'm talking about coming in here. There's no permanent protection out here because God has made another provision in here. Amen. But before Brother Bert leaves the area, I'm sure he'll be getting you up to that point too. Now let me just take you to a couple more places because we do have a little time left. Let's go to the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 2. Now you remember Joshua was the one that became the leader after Moses died. And after 40 years they're ready to come out of the wilderness and they're ready to go into the land of Canaan. And the first city is Jericho. What do you remember about Jericho? What stands out in your mind about Jericho? If they don't speak English, you'll have to translate, brother.
He's just mentioning about the tower.
The walls falling down? Is that what you said too? The wall?
Yeah.
Can I bring you one more thing to remember about Jericho? There was a little woman living up in the corner of the wall, and her name was Rahab. How many of you remember the name Rahab? Okay. So more of you have to start reading your Bible. Amen. Now Rahab was a sinner. Like everybody else in Jericho. She was a harlot. And when the spies came to Jericho, they probably asked and said, "Hey, where can we find a place to spend the night and get a good meal?" And they probably said, "Oh, Rahab takes care of the strangers that come to town. She has a little place, an inn or something, you know." So the spies went to her house, and the men from the city found out that there were some men of Israel that came looking around Jericho.
እና በሷ ዙሪያ መጡና እነኝ በያሪኮ የሚኖሩ እነዛን ለማግኘት ፈለጉ።
And Rahab heard that the men of the city were coming, so she hid the men under stalks of flax up on her roof. And she sent the men away and told them they weren't here. Which wasn't exactly the truth. But she was a sinner woman. So after the men left, Rahab said, okay, I want to know why you're here. And the spies told her, they said, well, we're coming to destroy Jericho. And she said, well, I have heard about you people. I have heard what God did when they crossed the Red Sea. And they probably heard about the plagues in Egypt. And they heard about how God fed all these several million people in the desert where there's no water, there's no food. So the people of Jericho knew that there were Israelites running around down there in the desert. And she said, and when we hear about it, we are very afraid. So, she said, I know that you're going to win, and Jericho is going to lose. Because I can see what your God does. And our gods can't do any of that. She said, why don't we work out something so I can be saved? Because I don't want to die now. And I believe that everybody else in my city is going to die. And they said, okay, we'll make an agreement with you. If you don't tell anybody why we're here, then we will take care of your life. Your life, our life, we make a deal. And they said, okay, can we have a token of this agreement? Now, what kind of a token do you think they would make? Would they get a lawyer and okay, we'll sign an agreement, party the first part, party the second part? No. We need a token of the blood. Our life for your life, our blood for your blood. And they, verse 21,
chapter 2.
Oh, I'm in the wrong book. Joshua. Joshua, verse chapter 2, verse 12. Let's see now. Let me read here. In verse 13, she says, that ye save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. So the men answered, our life for your life. Okay.
Her household.
Yeah, and her whole house.
ሰዎችም ይሄን ነገራችንን ባትገልጪ ነፍሳችን በነፍሳችሁ ፋንታ ለሞት ይሆናል ያደረም ምድርቱን በሰጠ ጊዜ ከአንቺ ጋር ቸርነትና እውነት እናደርጋለን አለው.
Did you read verse 15? Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was on the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall.
ቤቷም በከተማ ቅጥር የተጠጋ ነበርና እርሷም በቅጥሩ ላይ ተጠምጣ ነበርና ከመስኮቱ በገመድ አወረደቻቸው.
And she said, verse 21, according to your word, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet line in the window. What color is scarlet? Red. Do you know there's two kinds of color of blood? Did you know that?
ሁለት አይነት ምልክ የቀለም መለያ ምልክቶች ስለደም እንዳለው ታውቃላችሁ?
Did you know that your arterial blood is scarlet color? And your vein blood is red. The blood in your arteries. That's the blood that comes the blood that comes right fresh from your heart that's got all kinds of oxygen in it is a very bright scarlet color. If the doctor is operating and all of a sudden he sees bright scarlet blood coming out under pressure, he says, uh-oh. So the scarlet blood is the blood that has the most life in it. Has the oxygen in it. So this was a token. It says she bound the scarlet in the window. Amen. It might have been the same cord that she let them down with.
ምናልባትም ደግሞ በነሱ ፊት ያደረገችው ነገር ለነሱ ጥንቃቄ ያላትን ነገር የሚገልጽ.
And of course you know what happened when they came and all of Jericho fell except her little corner of the wall.
ታውቃላችሁ እሷ ያለችበት እንደተማማ ማለት እንደቃል ኪዳናቸው እሷ ነገር ሰው ያሉባት ያቺ ውስን ግድግዳ ተደሰተቀር ሌላው በሙሉ በእያረኩ ያሉ ፋስ መጥቶባቸው.
By the way, do you know what happened to Rahab after that?
ከዛ በኋላ ምን እንደሆነ ታውቃላችሁ?
Now we're going to find out who's reading the Bible. Come on, girls. Boys. This is a wicked woman that became a godly woman.
እቺ ሴት የሆነው ደካማ የነበረች ባለት የነበረች ቅድም እንዳልኩት የእግዚአብሔር ሴትነቷ ላይ ተገለጠው ከዛ በኋላ.
She married a man named Salmon.
Salmon ibn Balti tagabach.
And I kind of think he might have been one of the spies. But I can't prove it. But I think he might have been. And they had a child. And his name was Boaz. And Boaz married a woman named Ruth. And they had a child named Obed. And Obed had a child named Jesse. Obed, his child was Jesse. And Jesse had 10 sons, and the youngest one was named. Oh, now they've read the Bible. And we go, what is it, 14 or whatever more generations beyond David, and we come to who? Jesus!
Clap your hand for you. Jesus Christ.
So you see, Rahab became a great, 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 great whatever, grandmother of Jesus.
Rab, Jesus Jesus Kedna. Amen.
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 Do you know that that there is also a mention of Rahab in the...
Oh, she's in Hebrews too.
In the Psalms that links them with Ethiopia.
Did you hear that? She might have been an Ethiopian.
No.
No.
Let me read the scripture.
Yeah, go ahead. Bert is going to read it to you.
The scripture. It's Psalms 87.
Psalms 87.
80. Psalms 87.
Mazmur 87. Mazmur 87.
It's really talking about the righteous.
Mazmur 87.
Position of God. It says 87. It says His fountain is in the holy mountain. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God, Selah. Read the first three. Don't read the fourth one.
መዝሙር 87 ካንዴ ጀምሮ ላንብብ። መሰረቶቹን በተቀደሱ ተራሮች ናቸው ከያዕቆብ ድንኳኖች ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር የጽዮንን ደጆች ይወዳቸዋል። የእግዚአብሔር ከተማ ሆይ በአንቺ የተከበረ ነገር ይባላል። የሚያውቁኝ ረአብና ባቢሎን አስባቸዋለሁ።
I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia.
የሚያውቁኝ ረአብና ከቁጥር 5 ረአብና ባቢሎንን አስባቸዋለሁ። ኖ ፍልስጤማውያን ቄሮስን የኢትዮጵያ ሕዝብ እነዚህን በዚያ ተወለዱ። አሜን።
This man was born there and of Zion it shall be said that this and that man was born in her and the highest himself shall establish her.
Amen.
እነዚህ በዚያ ተወለዱ ሰውነታቸው ሰው እናታችን ጽዮን ይላል። በውስጧ ሰው ተወለደ እርሱም ራሱም ልዑል መሰረታት እግዚአብሔር ለሕዝቡ በውስጧም ለተወለዱ ታለቆቿ በመጽሐፍ ይነገራቸዋል። በአንቺ የሚኖር ሁሉ ደስ የሚላቸው ይነግራቸዋል።
I'll tell you why you need to know these things.
ለምን ይሄንን ማወቅ እንዳለባችሁ ልንገራችሁ።
You need to know that Rahab married Solomon.
ራብ ሰለሞንን ያገባችው።
I was in Ukraine one time and the KGB was trying to get the brother to turn us in and say we were spies.
አንድ ጊዜ ዩክሬን ገብቼ ነው የሚሉት መንግስት የሚባሉት ሰላዮች ናቸውና አንድን ሰው ይዘው ሊመለሱ ሲሉ ያጋጠማቸው
ነው። And then they could arrest us and put us in their prison.
ከዛ በኋላ ያዙትና ወደ
We were there to preach the gospel. Now the KGB read all of your email. We didn't even have email in those days. They read your fax machine. And I wrote an email, not an email, but a fax to my wife. And I said, pray for us. The situation of Salmon has come against us. And I knew the KGB never read the Bible. And we didn't have telephone, we didn't have email, we didn't have any way to accept these old fax machines. And when I got home, I said to my wife, did you know what I was saying in the fax
machine?
She said, no, I didn't know what you meant. I said, well, I was trying to get you a message that they're accusing us of being spies. So, sisters, better know the Bible. All those little details are in there for a purpose. And brothers, yeah, we're talking about a woman here today, so drive it home to the girls here. Okay, now, two more. We have time for two more? Yeah, if I'm quick. Matthew 23. 23. Jesus is preaching to the scribes and Pharisees. And I'll start in verse 33. Matthew 23, start in verse 33. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them ye scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city.
ከነርሱም ትገላላችሁ ትሰቅሉም አላችሁ ከነርሱም በመኩራባችሁ ትገርፋላችሁ ከከተማዎችም ወደ ከተማዎች ታሳድዳላችሁ
That upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth from the blood of the righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias the son of Becharias whom ye slew between the temple and the altar
ከጻድቁም ከአቤል ደም ጀምሮ በቤተ መቅደስና በመሠዊያ መካከል እስከ ገደላችሁት እስከ በራኪው ልጅ እስከ ዘካርያስ ደም ድረስ በምድር ላይ የፈሰሰው የጻድቅ ደም ሁሉ ይደርስባችሁ ዘንድ
Verily I say unto you all these things shall come upon this generation.
ወደ 36 እውነት እላችኋለሁ ይህ ሁሉ በዚህ ትውልድ ላይ ይደርሳል
The blood that you shed of my servants and my prophets is going to come back on your head. Thirty-seven years after Jesus spoke these words, the Roman general Titus brought his army against Jerusalem. They tore it apart and they killed everybody that they could find to kill. What Jesus said actually came upon their head.
There's one more example in the scripture.
Go ahead, Bert.
It's found in the New Testament when they were yelling for the blood of Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes, yes. And they cried to Pilate. And they said, His blood be upon us and our children.
Christos Jesus in Pilatus, Basakalam di Hono, brother Basketa Kasutana, Yehedan, Banyana, Badusakila, Yuhun Alus, the guy, just to Batu and the Nadin Batu, Matana Karen, Satuan, and Satuan Padu. I think John 19.
Yeah.
And I'll ask you, Alta, you must be Nadin Nanta Yud.
John 19, you'll find it in John 19. What, you want to read it? Yeah, sure, let's read it. All right, they got it down. All right, one more example. That's in Hebrews chapter 12. Oh my, we could talk about the whole book of Hebrews, but my time is gone.
Yeah.
But let me just take this one verse or two, chapter 12. It says, But you are come unto Mount Zion and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. That's one verse, you can go ahead and read it. Verse 22.
ዕብራውያን 12 ቁጥር 22 ላይ እንደዚህ ነው የሚለው ነገር ግን ወደ ጽዮን ተራራና ወደ ሕያው እግዚአብሔር ከተማ ደርሳችኋል ወደ ሰማያዊቱም ኢየሩሳሌም በደስታም ወደ ተሰበሰቡት ወደ አእላፋት መላእክት
Now, where is Mount Zion?
የት ነው ያለችው ጽዮን?
Who is Mount Zion?
ማን ነው ጽዮን ተራራ ወይም ጽዮን?
I said, who is Mount Zion? Mount Zion is a people. Mount Zion is not a hill of rock over on the Mediterranean in the land of Israel.
የሚገኝ ተራራ በድንጋይ የተከበበውን ያንን መጥቀሱ አይደለም።
It says it's a heavenly Jerusalem.
ሰማያዊ ኢየሩሳሌም ይላል።
It has angels.
መላእክቶችን ይጠቅሳል።
It has verse 23 the general assembly and church of the firstborn.
ዳግም የተወለዱትን በቤተክርስቲያን የተመሰሉትን ይናገራል። ቁጥር 23 ላይ ወደ አላፋት መላእክት በሰማያትም ወደ ተጻፉ ወደ በኩራት ማህበር የሁሉ ዳኛ ወደሚሆን ወደ እግዚአብሔር ፍጹም ምን ወደ ሆኑት ወደ ጻድቃን መንፈሶች
So it's made up of the true church. The true church is Mount Zion. Okay, this is Mount Zion now. You're Mount Zion if you're in here. Amen. Let's see. The church, which are written in heaven and to God. Oh, God is there too, the judge of all. God is part of Mount Zion. It says, and the spirits of just men made perfect.
እዝጋንግዲ እንደሚናገረው እግዚአብሔርን ፍጹማን ወደ ሆኑት ወደ ጻድቃን መንፈሶች የአዲስ ኪዳን መካከለኛ ወደ ኢየሱስ እያለ ይከተላል።
That includes people that have died. And I heard you say Jesus, so you must have read the next verse. Amen. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. Let's stop right there. Jesus is part of Mount Zion. I wonder if he could be the chief priest here. Do you think he's the chief priest? Amen. Yes, of course he's the chief priest.
Jesus Christos wanau alegan malet menfes derejat nay yenya makakelenya huno yetedelet yadanen.
But he wants a whole nation of priests.
Yesu lehullum degmo ye
Okay, now who's the last member? Oh, the blood. It says the blood is part of this.
ቁጥር 24 ላይ ወደ ኢየሱስ ከአቤልም ደም ይልቅ የሚሻለው ወደሚናገር ወደ መርጨት ደም ደርሳችኋል።
Wow. The life is really in the blood, isn't it?
Yes, denkal lekka hiwot bedem ustne yallo yallo izne.
I mean, it says the blood is part of Mount Zion just like the blood is a real people.
ስለዚ እነታው በጋዱ ዓለም ቅድም ስለደም እንዳየነው የደም ደግሞ ወደ እነተኛይቱ የእግዚአብሔር ምስጢር ወደ ምንላት ወደ ክርስቶስ የምንደርስበትን ሂወት የሚያሳይ።
I wonder whose blood he's talking about here.
ዝጋገን የሚያስገርመው ነገር ስለምን ደም እንደሚናገርልኝ
This isn't the blood of some sheep, is it?
ስለሆኑ ስለበጎች ደም እንደሚያወራው ዝ
No, is this Abel's blood?
ስለ አቤል ደም ያወራል?
No, because Abel's blood was crying for vengeance, wasn't it?
ነገር ግን በምድር ላይ የጮኸ የሱ ደም መሆኑን ይጠቅሳል።
It says this blood speaks better things than that of Abel.
የተሻለው ከአቤል ደም ይልቅ የሚናገረው ደም ይጠቅሳል ያን የክርስቶስ ደም።
This is the blood that says Come on in. I'll cover your sin. This is the blood that says to Rahab, Come in, I'll forgive you. I'll save your whole house. I'll save your mother and father and your brothers. I'll save your children. What a wonderful blood. Well, we just touched the brazen altar. Amen. God bless you.